As I said in the introduction, holiness, perfection, if nothing else, out of humility, these are not words that we associate with our own selves. If someone says to me, well, you are very holy, it's so instinctive for me to say, well, no, really, you know, holiness, perfection. On the contrary, I feel that sometimes we are the victims of the common saying, to err is human. We don't associate human beings with holiness. It's more like we associate ourselves with weakness. I was barely 17 when I joined the seminary. I was more sure about giving it a try when it came to priesthood, but I was not as aware about holiness or how to be holy. When we first came into the seminary, they gave us loads of these books on the lives of saints, and we read them one after the other. And if you have read any of those lives of saints, I don't know if you feel the same as me, but it's almost a romanticization of holiness. The more I read the lives of these people, the more I felt, God, what am I doing here? Because they were like so holy. The picture that you get of these people are like they're almost perfect. And you say to yourself, well, I struggle with bad thoughts. You know, I have crazy fantasies. I'm 17 years old. I had trouble getting along with other seminarians. I was having trouble with prayer. How in the world could I be holy? It took me a long time to realize that holiness is not unattainable, even for a guy like me. Before I go any further, let me clarify why we are talking about holiness today. It's one of those Sundays, rare Sundays, where the first reading, the second reading, and the gospel reading, they all have a common theme. So in the first reading, God says to Moses, he said, speak to the people. Speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them, be holy. For I, the Lord, am holy. So holiness is a command from God. In the second reading, the call to holiness comes in a more convincing question. Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? And this temple that you are is holy. In the gospel reading, Jesus, continuing with the Sermon on the Mount, says to his disciples, so be perfect. Be holy, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. So in all these three passages, holiness and perfection, they're not presented as an option. It's a command. It's a condition for discipleship. Holiness. But today's readings also clarify for us the meaning of holiness. Holiness is more than about spending hours and hours in prayer. Holiness is more than about keeping all the commandments. Holiness is more than trying to be pious. Holiness, at least in today's scriptures, is about relationships. Three relationships. Relationship with God, relationship with others, and relationship with your own self. And so in my three points, I want to focus on each one of these relationships and figure out how even people like us, ordinary folks, not super saints, but just ordinary folks like us can strive for holiness. So here's the first point. Holiness, first of all, is about relationship with God. Now, at least in my life, it is not uncommon for me to think that my holiness comes from my actions. Right? So on a good day, on a day that I have gotten up in the morning and I have spent my time in prayer and I have exercised and mass that day was great. I put my mind and my soul behind it. And on a day that I think that I've done something good for a person and all that, I feel that, I'm not a bad guy. Yeah. It seems like my holiness comes from my actions. Today's scriptures counter that misconception. The source of holiness is not us. We are not holy because of our actions. Be holy, for I, the Lord, am holy. In other words, holiness comes from the fact that God allows us to participate in God's being. That is the source of holiness. Our prayer does not make us holy. The God we encounter in our prayer makes us holy. Our piety does not make us holy. God, who is the object of our piety, makes us holy. Our being here at this Eucharist does not make us holy. The God who we encounter at the Eucharist makes us holy. And we, who are disciples, must constantly strive to keep our relationship with God intact. Because it is in our relationship with God, our encounter with God, our communion with God, that we become holy. God is the source of our holiness. Secondly, our relationship with others. Now, holiness would be very easy if there was nobody else on the face of the earth but God and I. Right? If you didn't have to meet people, if you didn't have to encounter crazy people every day, some of them we live with, right? Holiness would be so easy. On a day that I never step out of my house and I spend time in prayer, I'm a pretty good guy. But today's readings connect holiness to our relationship with others. So let me explain here. The first reading that we have today, it's a very fragmented reading, because out of the 20 verses that we should be hearing, we hear actually only about 4 verses. Many of the commandments that follow the statement, "Be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, is holy," many of the commandments that follow after that have all got to do with relationship with others. Here are some of these commandments. For example, God says, "When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not be so thorough that you reap the field to its very edge, nor shall you glean the stray ears of grain. You shall not pick your vineyard bare, nor gather up the grapes that have fallen. These things you will leave for the poor. I am the Lord." So every time God gives a commandment, somehow it's connected to the neighbor, and then God says, "For I am the Lord." Again, "You shall not lie or speak falsely to another." And again, "You shall not defraud your or rob your neighbor. You shall not withhold overnight the wages of your day laborer. You shall not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind. You shall not act dishonestly in rendering judgment. Show neither partiality to the weak, nor deference to the mighty, but judge your fellow men with justice. You shall not go about spreading slander among your kinsmen, nor shall you stand by idly when your neighbor's life is at stake. All these have got to do with relationship with others. And then God says, what we hear in today's first reading, you shall not bear hatred for your brother in your heart, though you may have to reprove your fellow man, do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against your fellow countrymen. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Holiness is about relationships. Relationships where we treat people with respect, sincerity, justice, genuine concern, and love. And of course, Jesus goes beyond these commandments in the gospel reading when he says, when someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other as well. Even more radical, I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be children of your heavenly Father. Holiness. Being children of the Heavenly Father, holiness is connected to loving enemies. Gosh, how hard that is. Third point, relationship with self. In today's second reading, Paul gives us another thought-provoking insight. He says, do you not know? Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Do you not know that? And the temple that you are, because God is in you, is holy. In one sense, this question that Paul raises about not, do you not know you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, is connected to what I said in the very first point, right? We are holy because God dwells in us. But the moment I realize that I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, I also realize so is every other person. I'm not the only one who is the temple. My awareness of me being the temple, St. Paul says, should awake this awareness of the other person's sanctity. Bottom line is this: a disciple must live with the awareness of being the presence of God. I, you, every person is full of the presence of God. That my thoughts and my words and my actions, may they be brought forth with the awareness of the presence of God within me. That is holiness. So let me conclude by taking you back to the lives of saints that I said I read when I was in the seminary. When I look back at those books now, I realize why they were given to us. Because the more I read them, I realize these men and women understood this stuff. These men and women, they were able to take these three relationships with God, with others, and with self, and they were able to live that in the most perfect way possible. They were not perfect, but they strived to live it most perfectly. What I want to say is that holiness is not outside our realm. Holiness is not beyond us. It's not. Here we are today. We will encounter a very holy God. And after encountering this all holy God, we become the temple of the Holy Spirit. How can we say holiness is beyond us? To be human is to be holy. To be a disciple is to be holy. To be a Christian is to be holy. Let us come before this all-holy God with much humility and sincerity. And let's pray that our relationship with God, with others, and with our own selves may be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And the people of God said,